My name is Lim Hong Yi, and the video that I have watched is Investigating Trees. The role of the teacher in this video is that she asks open-ended questions, such as getting the children to talk about the differences between the two trunks, which they have sketched previously, and asking why are they different. Closed-ended questions, such as what is the shape of the leaf that they have saw, and what are the various parts of the trees. The teacher provided graphic organizer of how a tree would look like, including roots that are in the ground. When the teacher read books on birds, the children actually able to locate where can these birds be found, such as owls live in the trunk of trees. The emphasis on process skills in this video are observation of the tree, identifying what else can be found in the tree, recording of their observations when they see the birds that went to the bird feeder, and comparing between two trunks that was mentioned earlier. So the teacher bring the children out of their classroom to observe trees and investigate and get to know more about them, which they don't get to do it often. The materials and resources provided is that parents gave the school wood scraps that they had found, which allows the children to create their own 3D leaf sculptures, which is similar to a book cover that they have found. So parents are also a resource that was shown in this video. In this case, one of the child's parents was a tree expert, and the teacher get the children to ask questions that they would like to know about trees, and she hand it to the parent, whereby the parent get to answer the questions and send it back to the teacher. So the various representation that the children had to demonstrate their understanding are sketching of the tree trunk, creating models of tree, and also working with children with different age to create a beehive. One of the key learning I have gotten after watching the video is that based on iTeach principles, children are constructors of their knowledge, as the lessons are taught based on their interests, and that teachers are facilitators of learning when she asks guiding questions to encourage children to investigate. One of the questions I have about inquiry-based learning is, when do we use the various levels of inquiry, which are structured, guided, and open? And how should we customize it to fit the various levels of children?